welcome to Square Wave. My name is Dustin, and today on the show, Okami, a classic of the PS2 era and one of the best versions of Ocarina of Time ever made. Okami is a game that takes a ton of inspiration from Japanese folklore, in particular the myths of the Shinto religion and its veneration of nature to tell its story. Players control Amaterasu, which is the sun goddess in the form of a white wolf who is returned or has come to the world, the earth, I suppose, to heal and restore it and bring it back to life, as it were, because it's sort of been infected or cursed, actually. And the game uses a rich Sumi-e art style that gives it a totally unique visual flair with lots of bold black ink, brush visuals that are very in the style of traditional ink wash painting, sort of originated in China and came over to Japan. It's very associated with Zen Buddhism. Anyways, this game tries to capture the spirit of its subject, just like Sumi-e art style does, rather than being an accurate recreation of it. And here on Square Wave, we are all about the music, and there's a lot to get to. And speaking of the music, since this game was originally released in April of 2006, I am revisiting this for its 20th anniversary, but I'm not the only one. The independent record label Datadiscs also observed this occasion by repressing their 4LP box set earlier this year, which is where today's music is coming from. I just love playing video game music on vinyl whenever I can. And this is a pre-recorded show this week. I am busy this week and next week, so this celebration of Okami's 20th anniversary will carry over into next week's show, which is good because I actually have a lot to talk about here too. So this hour, I will tell you about the composers behind the soundtrack, their approach, and a little bit about the instruments that were used. Normally, I like to talk about sound chips. Not so here. We're going to talk a little bit about the instruments later on this hour as well. So why don't you just relax, meditate, maybe practice some Tai Chi, because this afternoon on Square Wave, it is the music of Okami all hour on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We just heard seven songs off of the Okami soundtrack, originally released in 2006, this being its 20th anniversary. We're celebrating Okami. Those songs were Title, Prologue, Cave of Nagi, Kamiki Village, Celestial Brush, Silence of Stones, and Cursed Shinshu Village. Now, altogether, there are 218 songs created for this game. That is so many. There's no way I could possibly play them all, of course. In May 2006, Capcom released all 218 songs on a 5-disc CD set in Japan. And in 2007, Okami won the award for the best score at the BAFTA Video Game Awards. Huge praise there. Okami, the game, was originally developed at Clover Studio, a now-defunct branch of Capcom, led by Hideki Kamiya, who also served as this game's director. I consider Okami to be Clover Studio's like crowning achievement and one of the finest games ever made, especially for fans of the classic 3D Zelda series, a la Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask. Okami plays like a reskin, but its story and art style, and of course the music, elevate this game from being a mere rehash of a well-worn formula into possibly the best execution of that formula, period. Masami Ueda was the lead composer for Okami, and he, along with co-composers Hiroshi Yamaguchi, Rei Kondo, and Akiri Groves, is responsible for the music we're hearing today. And when Ueda describes the inspiration and creative process for the music in the game soundtrack in the liner notes, he describes it as a healing-themed game. He adds, "I know that there are other games out there, but I don't think that there is any that adheres to this theme of healing more than Okami does." And it goes without saying at this point, but the music in Okami was largely inspired by classical Japanese works, and I'll talk more about this later, but the music is rarely just a recreation of traditional styles. It's more of a unique sound that blends aspects of traditional Japanese music and theater with a more modern compositional approach that's more pleasing to our modern ears while still just dripping in that traditional sound and instrumentation. And on this approach, Ueda says that blending the ancient
officials had declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
Cursed variant of that area's music. And the most memorable one is probably the very first one that you run into when you leave the first town. And that is Cursed Shinshu Plains, which was the final song in that last set. Now, coming up in this next set, we will hear the purified version, Shinshu Plains. So, without further ado, I'd say let's get back to the music of Okami here on Square Wave. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This hour, we're playing the music of Okami, a PS2-era classic, as we celebrate the game's 20th anniversary with two shows, one this week and one next week, where I'm playing entire sides of the vinyl soundtrack from data discs. The games that we just heard were Constellation, Rejuvenation, that was one, Ominous Feelings, Cursed Hana Valley, Eat This, Hana Valley, Curse Zone, Shinshu Plains, and Cherry Blossom Shower. Wonderful stuff there. Tons of authentic, traditional Japanese instrumentation done in a modern style. It's really, really unique and a very, very special soundtrack. As I mentioned in the last segment, that it won the BAFTA Award for Best Score in 2007. So, you know, it's very widely recognized, and we wanted to take this opportunity to go back to the score and for the first time really play it on our show. And as a part of that, I want to examine some of the instruments that have helped create this sound. We're going to be going through a couple traditional Japanese instruments here, so stick with me. Normally on the show, I like to talk about sound chips, you know, how the sound of the games is actually produced there on the console. But this is, of course, PS2, it's Redbook Audio, so I want to talk about the historical aspect of the instruments. First and most famous is probably the shamisen, a three-stringed lute with a very distinct sound and tuning. And similar to this is the biwa, which is a more oval, short-necked lute with four or five strings. And both of these instruments are played with a plectrum. Essentially, that's a traditional version of a guitar pick. It's called a bachi. And both the shamisen and the biwa, like most things in Japan, and probably all the instruments that I'm going to talk about today, were based on designs that originally came to the island nation from mainland China sometime during the 7th century, during the Nara or Heian periods in Japan. There's also the koto, which is a 13-string zither, which I had to look up. I did not know what a zither was until today. It's basically like kind of like a harp. It's a stringed instrument. Anyway, the koto is set on the ground and it is played with picks affixed to the fingers, sort of like a harp is. And on this soundtrack, we also hear the ryuteki, which is a dragon flute. It's a transverse bamboo flute, which is held horizontally. It has seven holes. And unlike the Western flute, the holes are not covered by the fingertips, but the fleshy parts of the fingers are used. And that apparently allows for better control of half-holing techniques and chromatic notes. Similar to this, we have the shakuhachi. It's a vertical end-blown flute, a bamboo flute, known for its expressive, breathy timbre, and it features four front holes and one thumb hole. Another wind instrument I want to talk about is the hichiriki flute. This one uses a double reed setting. And like an oboe, the double reed setting, you would think that it would produce a sound like that. But it actually has a cylindrical bore, if you can imagine, the hichiriki, and thus actually has a sound more similar to a clarinet. And it is one of the sacred instruments and is often heard at Shinto weddings in Japan. And listeners can describe the hichiriki flute sound as haunting, which is great for setting the vibes at a wedding for sure. There is also the sho, which is a, oh my goodness, you got to look this one up. If you don't familiar with a sho, it's an interesting looking miniature organ-like instrument with 17 vertical bamboo pipes, but two of the pipes are silent and it's played with the mouth. If you're having trouble picturing it, I think you should look up a picture and you'll probably be even more confused. It is wild. But these are just some of the traditional Japanese court instruments that you would have been heard for hundreds of years throughout Japan. And, you know, there's also tons of taiko drums used on the soundtrack as well. So tons of authentic Japanese instrumentation. I want to highlight some of the instruments that were used here by the composers on the Okami soundtrack because it is so distinct and it is so unique, especially here in the West. We don't get this very often. And I really do appreciate how Ueda, the game's lead composer, was able to weave these traditional sounds in with the more modern approach that we enjoy here in the year 2026. Okay, so that will do it for us here on Square Wave this week. I'm going to be back next week for more Okami soundtrack, and we will continue this right where we left off. So make sure you come back next week, and we'll see you then right here on Square Wave, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
officials have declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates, check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.